Welcome to the With Beth podcast. I'm Beth Levis, creator of edible collagen brand By Beth. Like so many of us, I've always been intrigued by stories of empowerment. Whether that story is about career, business, a health challenge, or a more personal journey. I deeply admire those who can overcome obstacles and come out on top. So please join me as I speak to some incredible Australians who have inspiring experiences to share. We're here today with Liv Kaplan, a holistic nutritionist, and we want to be talking today about whole foods, the impact on the body, especially anti-aging, and how collagen can correlate with that and impact the anti-aging diet together with whole foods. Liv, how are you?
I'm good, Beth. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming in. So let's start with the basics for everyone listening. What are whole foods?
Whole foods are really, I like to come at it with this phrase that is one ingredient foods. And I think that just sort of makes it easy to understand. Mm-hmm. So it's your fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, a banana, the only ingredient is a banana when you're shopping. Our proteins, like our animal foods, think fish and seafood and meat. Again, those are one ingredient foods, nuts and seeds, legumes and grains, and then your nourishing fats like olive oil, butter, and all of those beautiful nourishing oils. So that is really what I consider a whole food. It's kind of, you're eating it as it was grown in the ground or produced.
Caveman.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Caveman style. Yeah.
So if it comes out of a package, it's not whole food.
Exactly.
So basically everything my kids eat. Rice wheels, anything that's plastic, any package. So it, basically all foods in their raw original state are whole foods.
Yeah. And there are some great packaged foods options that I would say are whole foods, okay. You know, as sort of time's progressed. But for the most part, yeah, it's that more unpackaged stuff with stuff without a label.
Okay. So just so that everyone can understand, what are the impacts of whole foods on your health and vitality and your whole body? How does it impact us directly?
Oh, everything. You know, this is really how we were designed to eat. So I wish I could give you kind of single food to single outcome, but that's not the case. It's your energy levels, your vitality, which I think vitality is something that's thrown around a lot, but I don't think people really quite grasp what that is. It's more so than just energy. It's feeling, I say feeling like yourself, I think is a really good way to.
And feeling radiant too. I think of the word radiant when I think of vitality, energy and radiant at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's how you come across. It's how your energy is. So yeah, your energy levels, your skin health, your risk of disease, your movement and sort of body health, all of these things whole foods really helps with.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's even an understatement. It is actually the core to overall body health. And I can't emphasize that enough. It is absolutely every part of your body. What we put in our mouth impacts that directly. Yeah, like you said, immune system, gut system, mind function, you know, how
exactly.
We look on the outside too.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, you know, what a lot of our listeners want to hear about, and that's anti-aging. How does the whole food diet impact anti-aging?
Again, I think we need a rebrand of anti-aging.
I agree. What term should we use?
I think we need something positive.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't quite know. Something health preserving or something.
Yes. Flourishing.
Health flourishing. I think anti-aging kind of puts us living in the past.
Yes.
Where it's kind of,
so true. Yeah, I like that.
Like looking forward instead of holding on to
leading a better life.
Yeah.
A better you, better life.
Yeah. That's why I like, something preserving or maintaining or flourishing, thriving, health thriving as we get older, I think is really important. I'll come back to you again. So of course, as we age, like our joints and stuff start to get a bit more degraded. So it helps with that. That's your body health. That's your muscle health, your strength, really, really important for mobility. And then, of course, we come to our skin, hair, nails, you know, even really small things like the whites of our eyes, I always find, like really, really tiny things. You can see when someone looks after themselves with a healthy lifestyle and when they don't.
Yes.
Wrinkles aside, this, a lot of that we can't sort of control, but we can certainly keep that radiance and that vitality as we age.
Yes. And that's so true. And I,
I get a lot of comments too, and 99% of the time I'm not wearing makeup. I know I am today, but 99% of the time I'm not. And when I get the comments like people like, oh my God, you're looking like you're getting younger, you know, I do token that to my diet, and I'm really, really, really big on making sure I incorporate whole foods whenever possible and wherever possible into my diet. I really wish my kids would listen to me, but they don't, and they're teenagers and they're just going to have to suffer the consequences. But I notice a direct impact to, like you said, feeling vital, which is energetic and radiant, and just like you've got that zest for life, right? It even transpires into your mood, you know, your brain function.
Absolutely.
And your mental clarity. And I really do put that down to my whole foods and my diet.
Me too.
Yeah, I know, of course.
100%.
And to me, proof is in the pudding. Like, test it. You know, go a couple of days not eating whole foods and see how that makes you feel and see what impact that has on your skin. You know, your skin is actually one of the first parts of our body to show signs that things aren't quite working properly on the inside. Which leads me to, you know, as a holistic nutritionist, I know you take collagen as well. So how do you find the combination of taking collagen and whole foods to achieve everything that you've just discussed?
So important. Really, you know, it gives us that variety of amino acids. Mm-hmm. And what I like about collagen is that it's from a whole food.
Yes.
You know, it's not synthesized. It comes from the bones of the animals, which is, I think, really good quality, well-raised animal foods are some of the most nourishing you can get.
Pasture-raised, not from a fish farm. That's a whole nother subject I could go down.
Whole subject. I totally agree. But it's important to make the distinction because, you know,
yes.
When I say I'm not talking about all of those products, it's a very specific, really good quality type. So I certainly attribute, you know, I experimented with the vegetarianism many, many years ago. And when I made the jump and incorporated more of those wild pasture-raised animal foods, a huge difference in my hair, skin, nails, mm-hmm. like by a huge amount. And part of that was adopting a nose-to-tail approach. So for people listening, a lot of what we say, like commonly animal foods generally means the muscle of the animal.
Yes.
But a nose-to-tail approach, which is a more ancestral way of eating, includes the bones, you know, which generally comes into broth, which is a very traditional food. Like almost yes. every kind of cultural or culture has some kind of chicken broth or some kind of animal bone broth in
there. They use every
history.
Part of the animal, which is actually also more sustainable for our environment as well. There's nothing
Absolutely.
Going to waste.
So it's those bones and the organs as well, you know, mm-hmm. your liver, heart, kidneys. Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit crazy, but those are incredibly nourishing foods. And like you said, more sustainable because we are using every part of the animal. So when I did that, and bone broth became a huge part of that because it gives you that variety of amino acids, which is what your body needs to make collagen yeah. and to make all these proteins in our body. And so a collagen supplement is kind of another version of that, really, that bone broth and that nose to tail. And it gives us the amino acids that we need to make collagen inside our bodies.
Yeah. So it's basically, it's assisting the whole process of giving you that energy and vitality in the aging, I'll use that word gently, or anti-aging process of whatever you're trying to achieve, but it's like boosting the effects of the whole food diet, the whole food anti-aging diet.
Yeah.
So if someone doesn't want to take a collagen supplement, what's another way that they can get collagen in their diet?
So interestingly, it's really bone broth and slow cooked meats with the bone in. That really is your main source of collagen, or gelatin, like a really good quality gelatin, which for people listening is gelatin and collagen are the same thing. It's just a slightly different structure.
ByBeth is an Australian edible beauty brand that celebrates local ingredients and sustainable practices. All of our formulations use 100% Australian bovine collagen, which is clinically proven to hydrate the skin from within, strengthen hair and nails, and support overall gut health. Grass-fed and pasture-raised, our collagen is of the highest quality available. We also use native Australian botanical extracts selected for their antioxidant properties. By turning our attention to the abundance of Australia, we support the local economy and have full transparency over our supply chain. Taking our collagen couldn't be easier. Simply add to your favorite drink, stir to dissolve, and sip. At ByBeth, our biggest beauty inspiration is nature, so our packaging materials have been selected for their environmental credentials and minimal footprint. All of our products are plastic-free, and our signature vessel is refillable. We invite you to welcome in a new ritual and watch your beauty abound.
I mean, obviously the most impactful and powerful way and fastest way to get the benefits of collagen in supporting their whole food diet is just by directly taking a collagen source. But what's some people don't want to invest in the supplement for many different reasons. What's another way? I mean, you've said bone broth. I think you've also said just using the nose to tail and incorporating every part of the animal into your diet. But what about vegan? I mean, there's a huge trend towards vegan, and I'm not here to sway people either which way, but how could people who are vegan or vegetarian benefit from collagen in their
certainly.
Diet?
Certainly. Well, there's no vegan source of collagen, but you certainly can do other things on a vegan diet to support collagen production in your body. Number one would be that variety of amino acids from plant-based proteins, so legumes and grains and food combining. Again, collagen in your body is made from amino acids, so ensuring you're getting a good variety of those different vegetarian proteins in your diet is one thing. Nuts and seeds as well give you a little bit of that protein, but also give you zinc and copper, which, you know, all of these things, like, you know, this is holistic nutrition. The body needs lots of different things to make these pathways. You need those things to synthesize collagen in your body. And even so much as vitamin C, of course, like the best vitamin C sources are generally from plants. So
yes,
your leafy greens, your citrus, and a lot of your fruits. Having kakadu a lot of
plum.
That.
Kakadu plum. So underrated. Our Australian native botanicals are so underrated. When I look into the clinical studies behind them, they really are superfoods in their own right. But
absolutely.
They're not marketed that, and most people aren't aware of them. And I think kakadu plum is probably the only one most people are aware of. But it literally has 100 times the levels of vitamin C as an orange. Followed by Davidson plum and Kwandong, which we do use in our flavored collagens for the reasons of it just supports the whole collagen synthesis process. Like you said, it helps your body in the collagen synthesis process. What that means is it helps your body produce its own collagen. Now, is that as effective as taking collagen directly? No. But if you want to be vegan and vegetarian, obviously there are certain steps that you can take, like you've just said, which are going to help support your body in making its own collagen. It'll just be a slower process, but that fits within your values and your alignment. So, I mean,
absolutely. And those vitamin C's are important for people taking collagen and who eat meat as well.
Yes.
You know, those leafy greens and all those fruits and vegetables.
Just don't have vitamin C at the same time as iron if you're taking iron.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Generally, a lot of things you want to have away from caffeine.
Yes.
Caffeine tends to.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not with all vitamins and minerals, but
caffeine do?
It can inhibit the absorption.
Okay, that's so interesting.
So a lot of, you might see on some of your supplements too, they say different recommendations, but I might say 2 hours after caffeine or not in the same.
I did not know that.
As caffeine.
I love
yeah.
that. I've just yeah. learned something new. This is so good. I love health. I generally love health, and I love learning new things that I can incorporate into my diet, you know, whole foods. But I go at it at the very similar way that you do. I have the same values. I want to age gracefully, and I want to have more energy than my kids, and I want to have vitality and radiance, and I'm not interested in doing anything that's not natural. I want to be the best version of me so that I can be confident in myself. And I hear from you, you feel the exact same way, which is why we have a lot in common. But so give us a few examples. Like, how do you like to incorporate whole foods and collagen into your diet? You've mentioned bone broth, but I'm sure there's some other beautiful little recipes that you've got.
Yeah, all day, every day. It's whole foods and living well. I think that's really what a healthy lifestyle is. It's every minute, every choice of the day. Like, what can you choose that's going to support you instead of hinder you, I suppose. So,
yeah. What about tea?
Tea?
Do you ever do it in a tea in the afternoon?
No, I do it in my coffee.
In your coffee?
Yeah.
I put it in my espresso in the morning, but now I'm going to have to make sure I wait 2 hours before I also take my supplements.
No, yeah, well, collagen is not affected
by
caffeine.
No, but my supplements
would be. But your supplements,
yeah. Yes, because I take, as people that follow me, they've seen on my social media, there are supplements I take every day, which again are not like, and my emphasis here is they're not essential. And the key takeaway from our whole food diet conversation is if there was one thing that someone wanted to take away from today or one change they wanted to make in their life in order to maximize their anti-aging or make themselves feel more energetic, more vital, more radiant, improve their skin, it would be whole foods. I would say that is the greatest impact that you can have on your overall vitality. Closely followed then, I'd say, is the collagen, is that supporting it. It's like giving it an extra boost, right?
Yeah. And I do think on that, supplement-wise, going for a food-based supplement
is far better than the supplement
than synthetic.
Itself. Couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
You know, that is how our body is designed to take in those nutrients. So, you know, even like I take freeze-dried liver.
Wow.
Pills.
Okay.
You know, like
oh,
that
the pills,
is,
right? Yeah, so you're not eating. I thought you meant like a beef jerky, but it was liver. I was like,
no, it's in pills, but it's like a powder.
Yes.
You know, and that is a supplement, but it's a whole food. So, you know, take that as your first level. So collagen, liver, anything herbal, Kakadu plum, for example, for your vitamin C instead of a synthesized
version. That's
what version.
I do. My vitamin C is actually pure Kakadu plum, which we're soon bringing into ByBev. But anyway, that's another subject for another day. Okay, wonderful. And so lastly, what advice would you give to someone looking to start their journey towards anti-aging diet today?
Oh, so many things.
I know.
So number one, focus on one ingredient foods. I think when you're shopping, just have that lens and have that as the bulk. Mm. So I always think build out your shop. And I say shop because once you've shopped, that it ends up being what you eat. So start with shopping. Build your shopping with whole fruits and vegetables, very good quality animal foods. That's wild fish, pasture-raised meat and chicken. Pasture-raised means the animals have been raised on pasture and eating grass, eating the natural diet.
Yes.
That goes for eggs as well. Those things, your really nourishing fats, really, really important for your skin health. And that's, you know, as with collagen and protein, you really want those vitamins A, D, E, K, which is incredible for your skin. So that's your avocados, your nuts and seeds, your really good oils, so extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, even animal fats, I don't mind as well.
Yeah. In moderation.
Yeah. Might be different from a sort of traditional advice, but I much prefer those to, you know, industrial seed oils, which is probably what you find in every packaged food. Mm-hmm. And then your grains, legumes, and root vegetables, which is probably in your shop already. If that is the bulk of what you're eating, you're eating better than like 90% of people. I think
that's right. And that's the single takeaway, like what I mentioned before. If you're going to do one thing, I mean, let's be honest, like if we bombard people with like a list of 10 things to do, they'll give up and they won't start, right? But if there's one takeaway today, it's whole foods. And the impact that that has on the body is profound and understated and unfortunately undervalued.
Yeah.
And even so, like, I mean, let me bring up organic. I mean, obviously there's a difference between normal fruits and vegetables and organic. And organic is cleaner and going to have higher levels of antioxidants. But I don't want the price of organic to scare people away from a whole foods diet. And I was thinking about this and I'm thinking often people look at the price of organic and think it's too expensive. And so I won't go down that route. So I'll just go back and revert to my traditional diet. But I think there's still so much impact from switching to a whole food non-organic diet.
Absolutely.
Rather than thinking they have to go organic in order to reap the benefits of this whole food diet. And unfortunately, as we know, the cost of living has gone up so high and organic is out of the reach for most people, particularly big families as well, such as mine. But I don't want that to be a deterrent to people because if there's even just little switches that you can do in your day, like even the afternoon tea, if you're reaching for a chocolate bar or something like that, reach for the raspberries instead. If you buy them from Woolworths and in season, you can actually get them for like $3 a punnet, $4 a punnet. And they are superfoods in their own right in terms of antioxidants. And they'll give you that little bit of a sugar hit in the afternoon.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that the big takeaway is switch to a whole food diet because the benefits of that are basically unlimited.
Yeah. And it sometimes seems, you know, too simple in a way, but that's a good thing.
Mm. Yeah.
But that is really what makes the difference. You know, I always say these sorts of foods, these whole foods, they don't have teams of marketing people that are like putting out campaigns and
it's
advertising.
Not McDonald's and Coca-Cola.
Yes. Or any other packaged food that sponsors events and does this and TV ads. So
it's not attractive.
They're not attractive. It's kind of forgotten about. They don't have like a celebrity endorsing them. They should though. So that's a really interesting just sort of like mind switch. Like that's why it kind of seems, too simple. I can't make that much of a difference. That's probably just marketing that's making you think that, but it really can make a difference. And it feels so much simpler for you as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today and the education behind that and listening to you talk about whole foods. I'm very grateful and I'm sure everyone listening as well. You've simplified it and clarified it for us. So thank you so much, Liv.
Thanks, Beth. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the With Beth podcast. For show notes and more information about today's podcast and By Beth, head to www.bybeth.com.